How do you feel about the nuclear option that's now looming in the Senate?
I think it's a mistake because it chips away at the bipartisanship that's so essential at this time. What's really needed is a balance between Democrats and Republicans, between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and cutting off debate in this kind of fashion, I think it's going to make it harder for the parties to achieve common ground, whether it's on judges or anything else.
Do you feel that this is dangerous for Americans who need to be protected by their senators in the Senate sometimes?
I think it certainly would set a dangerous precedent. As I understand it, it's being discussed now only as it relates to judges, but once you establish that precedent, it becomes a slippery slope for other issues. For example, I was able to protect Oregonians on the assisted suicide law after the House of Representatives voted to throw the Oregon law in a trash can. I said, not so fast. The people of our state voted twice, and I made it clear that I was going to protect the rights of Oregonians.
What would you prefer to see in the Senate other than the nuclear option?
I would hope, along the lines of what Mark Hatfield and Bob Paquin and I did when I was even a young member of the House of Representatives, that you see both political parties try to come together, work to screen the nominees, try to find mainstream individuals of both political parties, and I think that would be well received. When I was in the House of Representatives, I dealt with two very senior Republicans, individuals with close to 60 years of judicial experience. We were able to work together, find common ground, move forward with a nominee who was approved resoundingly.